Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco, but syndicated around the United States and the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show from the San Francisco Ballet, Kavin Conley, and he is performing the title role of Frankenstein. There is a performance tonight, which I will be attending. There's one tomorrow, and this is so popular, they're going to actually going to have an encore run in April as well. Kavin, welcome to the show. What time do you have to get into makeup?
Yeah, thanks for having me. We have a makeup call about 2 hours prior to the beginning of the performance. So it takes quite a while for them to get the bald cap on us and get everything ready and situated and making sure that it's going to stay on before we start the performance.
I saw a little bit of this at the gala night, and it's the only time I never thought the ballet could scare me. But the twisting and the turning and everything you have to do, I would think this would be like running a marathon. Like it probably takes a lot out of you every performance.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's such a different role compared to, you know, anything else I've ever done in my career, you know, because it's not very common to become a creature on stage, and on top of that have all this makeup and stuff that really adds to the experience. I mean, once you're like birthed kind of in the lab, in Victor Frankenstein's lab, you're kind of nonstop on stage for the rest of it, running around, kind of wrecking the havoc that you end up wrecking. But constantly when you're running off stage, the makeup people are surrounding you, trying to touch up your makeup, make sure that everything's staying on, your scars aren't falling off kind of thing. And so, like, dealing with that while staying in the character as the character, and on top of that, dancing the choreography, yeah, definitely. It definitely takes a lot of energy, but it's extremely rewarding when you do it.
I was in your hometown of Bozeman last summer, and I really liked it. I liked it better than Billings. No offense to Billings, but you're in the mountains. I actually climbed up to the M. Have you ever done that?
Oh, I have, yes, for
yeah.
Sure.
great view. It's an M, but it is Montana State, obviously. So you go to the Herod Conservatory in Boca Raton, which is basically the Juilliard for ballet. It's a ballet high school. So you knew pretty early that this is something you wanted to do. How hard was it to get into that place?
Yeah, so I remember around middle school age, I had figured out, like, you know, this is something that I'm interested in. And it's tough. I mean, before that, we lived in Rhode Island after moving from Montana. And obviously Rhode Island is quite a small state, so there's not a whole lot of professional level schools. So it's kind of trying to find a way to get good enough training that I could make it as a professional. So in order for you to get accepted into Herod Conservatory in Boca, you actually have to do a summer intensive, which usually lasts about a month or a month and a half. And then they select students from that summer intensive to join them for the year-round program. And so that was kind of the process that I took, and I was there for 3 years of my high school and graduated there, yeah.
When I was at the Rocking R Bar, they had pictures of the Montana State team that won the D2 championship in 1984. Do they have any Kavin Conley pictures at the Rocking R Bar?
I have no idea. I mean, I know that they have the class photos lined up on the wall, so you can see all the generations that came before you. even when I was there, you know, you can see all the people who've made it to these big ballet companies and you can look up to. So I do know my class picture is there. I don't know if my picture's hanging up at a at a restaurant anywhere in Boca Raton, but
all right, how about going to the Tulsa Ballet? Because, you know, a lot of times people in big cities, they get a little snobby and they're like, oh, Tulsa has a ballet, but they have a very accomplished ballet. What was it like being there for a while and then coming out and joining the Corps de Ballet here?
Yeah, so I had sent my stuff to audition to a bunch of companies, and Tulsa was one of the companies that offered me a position in their second company, which is pretty common for ballet companies to kind of have either a second company or a traineeship or something that younger dancers can join and kind of learn before they're full-blown company members in the Corps de Ballet. And I actually had no idea what Tulsa was like when I took the position. I got offered the position from just sending a recording of me dancing. And I remember getting there and being like, wow, this town does not have a whole lot to do. but it was really great because the longer I was there, the city definitely grew around me, and it's still developing. I've been back a couple times, and they've built this massive new park. It's quite a fun city, and it's way more artsy than anyone would expect for Oklahoma. The company there really does a great job of not only getting amazing ballets like Onegin or ballets from really famous choreographers, but they also did a great job of commissioning new works as well every year. So while I was there, I even got to work with some of the best choreographers and some of the choreographers that are commissioned even from San Francisco Ballet to make pieces, which made my transition when I joined San Francisco Ballet that much easier because I had already worked with a lot of the people that I was working with here.
Very good. Now, one of the things that I noticed when I saw the sneak preview of Frankenstein was the score was very creepy. And this isn't like jumping around to Bizet or Tchaikovsky. Is that kind of fun to do like such a change like this?
Yeah, the music is great. The Lowell Lieberman score is pretty fantastic. I think sometimes today when composers are making new music for ballet, it can be very minimalistic type of music or very complex, where the melody isn't quite as easy to dance to, where this is kind of finds that sweet spot of it's definitely newer. It's not your typical Swan Lake music by Tchaikovsky, but the themes are really powerful, and the music helps tell the story. And there's some really creepy moments in the music that really add to the eeriness that you get on stage throughout the ballet.
Last question for you. I'm always amazed that especially when I saw like Swan Lake, there's just a million things happening and everybody has to know their part. And then there are understudies, so you got to know two or three parts. Because we're all human, if ever somebody kind of chokes, do you just, the audience doesn't know, you know. And so how hard is that to just like get back on the rails and say, I messed up right there, but we're going to keep rolling?
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. I think the ballet is like 2 hours and 47 minutes. I mean, it flies by when you're watching it because it just scene after scene keeps moving. But with that amount of dancing, there's bound to be, you know, mistakes from time to time. And then if we also rehearse for the next upcoming programs during the day, and then we perform Frankenstein at night. So right now we're rehearsing the two triple bills that are coming up next. And so there's a lot of choreography going on in your brain all at once, for sure. And so part of doing our job is just kind of figuring out if you make a mistake, how to get out of it and to keep going. And sometimes those kinds of mistakes are actually like those happy mistakes where something happens that you wouldn't have expected, but it actually turns out to be like this really cool thing that you would have never been able to do if you had planned it, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's Frankenstein tonight at 7:30. I'll be there tomorrow at 7:30. If you miss it, don't worry. They're bringing it back for an encore week in April. It's three acts with two intermissions, choreographed by Liam Scarlett, composed by Lowell Lieberman. Go to sfballet.org to pick up some tickets. You can get some Rush discount tickets as well. Check out all the options. We've been speaking to Kevin Conley who's probably going to have a light lunch and getting ready to become Frankenstein once again. Kevin, congratulations on getting the part, nailing it, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
Thank you. I appreciate it.